This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bigger is better. Size matters. Grow or die. Truisms of the global economy, which gets us to today in mergers and acquisitions news. Kraft Heinz, which until just a year ago were two separate companies, have made a $143 billion offer for the Anglo-Dutch consumer goods conglomerate Unilever. Unilever said no thanks. Kraft Heinz said it's going to try again. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has the story.
The reason these giant food and beverage companies are trying to get even bigger, that's an easy way to grow revenues and profits. Peter Cohen teaches strategy at Babson College in Massachusetts.
When they merge, they not only get access to new geographies, which this Kraft Unilever thing would do, but it also allows you to cut a lot of costs.
The bigger you are, the more you're buying, the better the discounts you can negotiate. Cohen says companies can also grow their revenue while getting rid of overlapping costs.
For example, you don't really necessarily need two finance departments, two human resources departments.
The thing is, mergers can be risky. David Garfield is a managing director at Alex Partners.
Businesses that combine can lose talent or focus, and if they're not careful, they can have stumbles in day-to-day operations.
Not all firms in this sector are following the mega-merger approach. Procter & Gamble has been shedding brands and business units that aren't performing well. John Graham teaches finance at the Fuqua School of Business.
So I think Procter & Gamble is trying to get rid of the less competitive units, you might say, the less competitive products, and focus on the ones that they think they can charge a higher price for and have this great reputation and ultimately kind of bring more value to the company.
As for Kraft Heinz's bid for Unilever, even if both companies eventually strike a deal, regulators on both sides of the Atlantic would still have to have their say. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.